While we have become very accustomed to April being Earth Month and Earth Day, celebrating, I think it's 34th year or 54th year coming up this year, this is also the Month of the Child, and coming up is the Week of the Young Child, and I'm talking with Abby Struffert, who is with SAFER and putting this together. And tell me about this event at the Central Peninsula Mall and what it's all about. We're going to celebrate the kids for a week.
Yeah, so the Week of the Young Child is a national initiative, and it falls on under the Month of Child Abuse Prevention Month, which is April. And it's really just an opportunity to get out and celebrate all our young ones, how important they are to all of us, to our communities, to the future of this world, and the importance of setting them up with quality, high-quality, positive experiences in their life.
You know, April's also known for Income Tax Day, when we're paying our taxes, but we are investing in the future. So it kind of goes hand in hand when we think of paying our taxes to look at the return on our investment in our kiddos. And are we doing something to help that?
Yeah, so a big part of that is, you know, investing in our kids. It's investing in their parents as well. So creating events in communities that are targeted towards parents and educating parents on resources and support mechanisms that are built into our community here, but then also making it fun so the kids have something fun to do while you're having those important conversations with parents. That's what this event is aimed at.
Oh, so what type of activities will be there for parents and kids?
Yeah, so we have all kinds of activities. So every vendor attending, and a lot of these vendors are social service type vendors, programs and services here to support families and strengthen families in our community. But some of the, just to kind of run down the list, we have a slime making table, we have bracelet making, we have popcorn, Italian sodas and hot cocoa will be handed out. Smokey the Bear will be making an appearance. We will have hula hoops and we have a photo booth. And I mean, just all kinds of really fun hands-on sensory type activities for the kids so they can run around and have fun in the mall. And parents can mingle with these resources that are super supportive and helpful to them in that parenting journey.
Can they play with the slime also?
Parents are welcome to play with slime.
This isn't salmon slime like we're used to on the slime line, is it?
Not quite. Nope, this is a little bit more sparkly and colorful. So, yeah, it's a fun one for the kids.
And you're going to clean up that mess, right?
I will be overseeing the vendors cleaning their mess, yes.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about SAFER. We've become familiar with the acronym, but also how that unfolds with the Central Peninsula Children's Advocacy.
Yeah, so the Child Advocacy Center here is an incredible resource supporting families and children that have gone through trauma in our community. And so this has been a longstanding event of theirs, and SAFER, so South Central Alliance for Family Resilience, which is our local alliance for families and support efforts in the community. We've come alongside the Child Advocacy Center to support this event and collaborate. I think the partnership is where we see the most strength and success in our events.
So a lot of activities for kids, parents, and what about the grandparents that no longer have kids maybe at home, but now maybe have a little bit of time? They like to give back to the building of our community and helping the kiddos who now are under stress.
Absolutely. And you know what? On that topic, there are a lot of grandparents raising their grandkids in our community as well. So we welcome all. I have gotten wind also that KPAL will be there with a puppy pop-up potentially. So it's not fully confirmed yet, but we're hoping we'll see some little puppies at the event as well. So just a huge community opportunity.
That's kind of scary because you're going to come home with a puppy if you've got a grandparent and a kid and puppies there all together. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I've been making jokes that some parents will be a little frustrated with us that we have puppies at the event. But, you know, like I said, it's all about partnership and getting information out about resources. And we know our furry friends do service as well. So,
Abby, this sounds like a great event. And we've talked over the years about what you've been doing here. And how are we doing? Are we making progress?
We're making progress. We have a lot of initiatives happening in the community, and specifically initiatives about connecting agencies and doing better as resource providers to get resources into the hands of parents and individuals in our community. That's a huge win in itself. Just knowing how to navigate the system in a time of crisis or a time of need is challenging. And so we as resource providers and programs need to do better.
Okay. And while April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, it seems like it should be 12 months a year that we are focusing on not abusing our children and giving them the love and the opportunities they have to grow and be loved.
Sometimes it seems a little ridiculous that we even have to dedicate a month to that, right? But that's what we're doing with SAFER. That is the ultimate goal, is that we're shedding light on this issue and trying to prevent it every single day and with every event we involve.
And you are doing a good job. Put it on your calendar. Go by, whether you have kids or not. At one time you were or did have. And it's going to be at the Central Peninsula Mall. And it's going to start at 10 till 3, all kinds of activities on April 27th. I'm Earl Sikorski with Abbott Struffert, Abby Struffert of SAFER, returning you to that Love a Child sound of KSRM.